Hello, everybody. Do you know why I do what I do? It's because of people, because of human beings, because there are flesh and blood people hearing this truth, and it's changing their lives. Now, I'm going to read you some of my mail. I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm doing this for a dual purpose. One purpose is to make myself look really good and really smart and really one of the best things God ever did to humanity. That's not true, everybody. Sometimes people write me and they say, "Oh, Martin, I don't want you to get a big head, and I almost hate to say this because you might get puffed up." Well, folks, I can't tell you the many, many, many ways God has of unpuffing me. I need to hear these things. I need to hear that lives are being changed. And I read these for your benefit too, because I get a mail telling me that, "Martin, I feel all alone. There's nobody around here that believes like I do. My family doesn't even accept this. My friends from the church don't get it, and I'm alone." Well, you're not alone. There are many other people who believe these truths. Many down through the eons have believed. True, it's not many in the big picture, but it's many, many more than you think. Remember, it was Elijah who told God, "Lord, they have all forsaken your altar. They have given up on you. I alone am left." And that often feels the way, doesn't it? We feel like we're the only ones. God told Elijah, "I have 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal," the false god. God has many who have not bowed the knee to institutional religion. And I'm going to acquaint you with some of them today. Martin, my wife and I have been listening to your interviews in the past 2 years on Frankly Speaking Radio. These talks have cleared up a lot of confusion for myself and have given my wife a whole new outlook on life. Now I understand that everyone in the world is only doing as well as God will let them. It makes it a lot easier to let go of these things and to just love them for the flawed people they are, just like me. Dear Martin, I just wanted to say thank you for reminding me of all the things God did through His Son Jesus Christ. I lost my son back in November from a drug overdose, and I became very tormented over whether he was with God or if God would put my son in hell because of his weakness. I am now convinced that God has him. Thank you. Martin, I discovered your website recently. I've read all your books and got your CD. Hope there are more CDs coming. Your writings and sense of humor are full of God's joy, truth, and freedom. And that is coming from a lifelong Baptist with a seminary degree and 25 years on Baptist church staff. Looking forward to your free will book. God is working miracles out there with the people you would least expect. I say this to encourage you and to let you know that God is doing something. He's not stagnant. It looks like it, but He's not. If you have supported me by buying my books, or if you've sent a contribution to the ministry, I say this to encourage you that you're backing the right horse. God is using my stuff for people who wouldn't get it any other way, relatively speaking. People like the humor, they like the cartoons in my books, they like the style. And God has set me up for this. He has set me before I was born to do this. And so your support of me causes this to keep going and causes these people to be blessed. Remember, we're all ambassadors in a way. God has given me to be a teacher. I guess He has given me an office in the body of Christ, and you're helping me along toward that. A lot of people have told me, "Martin, I can't go out there and do what you do, but I'm going to help you to do it." And so that happens for me by encouragement, by buying my books, and by praying for me. "Hi, Martin. I know you probably get emails like this all the time." No, I don't, but thanks for saying so. "I couldn't resist shooting off a quick word of thanks for your book, How to Quit Church Without Quitting God. I was raised in a Pentecostal church and have spent most of my life struggling with the burden of sin. I church hopped like mad." Does this sound familiar to anybody out there? "I church hopped like mad because I was convinced if I just found the right church, I could somehow become super spiritual and finally overcome my sin. I stumbled across your book at the library while researching other faiths and was instantly intrigued. As I read, I could literally feel the guilt falling off me. That stuff makes my day. You know, this is why I keep doing what I'm doing. I can never get enough of this. I swear I feel 10 pounds lighter each day because I no longer pack my sins around with me. I feel the love of God more clearly now than ever. The reality of God's grace is so beautiful. The only regret I have is that it took so long for me to truly experience it. I am truly thankful that God has used you, and that's the truth, sister. God has used you to minister not only to myself, but to so many others as well. Please keep up the good work. There are too few truth tellers out there. You're not getting tired of this, are you? I'm sure not. Martin, I am touched that God allowed me. No, he caused you. If I can correct that there. God caused me to somehow repay you for the gift that your insightful writings have been to me. I found your works at just the right time in my quest for his truth. Goes back to Colossians, doesn't it? On the day you hear and realize. It's always just the right time when we come to a realization of God. I found your works at just the right time in my quest for his truth. You have certainly been a profound influence on my understanding of his unfailing love and complete sovereignty. I see now that it was a very long but very necessary journey. Wow, these people are so good. Their writing is so... I'll just shut up and read it. I see now that it was a very long but very necessary journey to unravel the wonders of his love, having wondered for 30 years why what I was taught just did not make sense. What an amazing revelation to see that what didn't seem to make sense just didn't make sense. The pure logic of it is so obvious now, but was so hidden before. Thanks be to him for his merciful logic and to you for voicing it. Take care. Dear Mr. Zender, I just wanted to let you know I owe you a great deal of gratitude and that your spirit-infused words let me know I was not alone in this world. And that's what I'm trying to tell everyone, that you're not alone. There are other people out there like you, and now you know about them. I discovered your website about 2 years ago, and it was with much fear and delight that I read your article, The Ludicrous Threat of Eternal Torment. Your words gave me hope, they gave me strength, they gave me validity. I was not on an island unto myself, but there were others who believed the way I did and do. Thank you for this. I stand with you in the trenches waging warfare against the folly of man in favor of the grace and the love of God. Please allow me a few more of these. I can't get enough here. Dear Martin, I will be ordering all your books. Praise God for your work of hope and love. Keep it up. I will be 70 years old this year. And so much time has passed, but every day now is so wonderful when one knows what the plan is all about. With love and many thanks. Martin, I really didn't get a chance to tell you how stumbling across your website, I was so entertained and informed, and through your writings, God finally gave me the peace I had longed for since he granted me my measure of faith a few years back. Needless to say, I slept in the following Sunday and watched a little football, resting in the fact that God really is good, and Christ saved the world at the cross, not just made salvation possible. I haven't stepped foot into a Christian church since, and funny, I have an incredible zeal for studying God's Word. I got my concordant New Testament. It's amazing what translation can do to a deity's reputation. Love that. I bought your How to Quit Church book and your Part-Time Sinner CD, and I've been at peace for a long while now. I wanted to say thank you. I'll be ordering the rest of your books here in a few weeks. I look forward to them. Grace and peace to you. And I got one more letter here to read you. You know, Satan is wrestling God for souls in the relative world, and that's where we live. There's a wrestling match going on. Satan wants to get people in churches where they will become religious and start to continue to rely on themselves, but God is calling people out, and it's a struggle. Paul called it a vast struggle, and we're in it. You're in it with me, but it is having an effect. It's working. Here's the last letter I'm going to read. Dear Martin, I stumbled across your... Isn't this not the first person that said stumbled? And in the relative, it seems like they're stumbling. They're just groping and I'm finding it. But As the one writer said, he realized that God was behind it. It was a long but necessary road. And all these stumblings that look like accidents or the world's in chaos, your walk is in chaos, not so. It's all necessary to bring you to the great day when the light shines. Dear Martin, I stumbled across your website in my search of truth. I left organized religion about 8 months ago. It took me getting out of the system to be open to hearing something other than what I have been taught. I started questioning the inconsistencies, and from there, my world came crashing down. That's how it happens, isn't it? However, I am grateful to God for being here. I feel freedom for myself and for others around me like I have never known. I'm excited to see what God is going to do in me. I'm right there, Martin. I can feel it. But I still have a few things that aren't gone. I've spent too many years in religion. I want to believe that God is in control of this whole thing and that He's going to get done what He wants done, with or without me. God knows I want to believe that. I'm a divorced, homeschooling mother of three boys. I can't even express the pressure I feel for their future. It's all on me and it's killing me. If I can only believe that God has a plan for these boys and He is going to accomplish it. Oh, if I can only believe it. Do you realize the rest I could get? Do you realize what that would do for me? The load that would be lifted would change my life drastically. I'm almost there. I can feel it. And when I get there, I will be a new woman who will actually enjoy life and my boys. God help me. Thanks for the website. I'm ordering a bunch of your stuff. You're a gift from God. Sincerely. This is what God is doing. And I wanted to share that with you. And I appreciate those of you who shared these letters with me. In order to keep going, I have to hear things like this. I know there are hundreds of people listening to the show. I know that for a fact. And yet, I only hear from 2%. I need to hear from you. I need it to keep going. I'm human, and I need the encouragement. If you could write me at mzender@martinzender.com, I can use it. I can always use it. People don't believe that I get discouraged. People probably think, how can you get letters like this and be discouraged? Man, you got it made. You got the best job in the world. You can't tell me you get down. Well, I do. I need to hear from you. I need faces. I don't want to talk into a void. I want to talk into a sea of humanity. mzender@martinzender.com. I would appreciate that, and I appreciate you. You have a good weekend, and God willing, I'll be back Monday.